Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Current community affairs.
Connecting.
Uplifting.
Representing.
Informing.
Celebrating.
Empowering.
Sharing your passions.
You are on the line with Dean Beck.
Now giving you more Dean Beck than any other radio station. Joy 94.9.
I'm at the 2015 Yarra Glen Football and Netball Club's presentation night in the heart of the Yarra Valley. And I'm with the president of the Yarra Glen Footy and Netball Club. His name is Vinny Erickson. Thank you very much for joining us on Joy. Vinny, it's been an interesting year for the footy club, hasn't it?
To say the least, it's been a... We've had our highs, we've had our lows. Our lows have been really low. You know, we kicked off the season probably with, you know, with a new ground, great facilities, new lights, everything was going really, really good. We got to round four, round five, where we held Pride Cup, and it was an amazing turnout. And, you know, to have 1,000 people there, 1,500 people there turning up to support what Pride Cup's about is really important to the club and really important to the community and to the wider Melbourne too.
The season for the footy club has been a tumultuous one at the very least. Mind you, the netballers have done all right, haven't they?
Oh, the netballers have held us up there, Dean. They have. You're right. You've done your homework. And, yeah, we did. Like, you know, moving up the first division, it's always a tough gig for a club coming up from second division for their first year. And, you know, to have four teams really competitive all year, our A-grade team making the final and our B-grade team going to the second week of the finals is a huge effort by the girls. And, yeah, the C-grade and D-grade, well, they just missed out on finals too. So, yeah, they really did hold the club up well.
The netballers have absolutely excelled. Sadly, the footy team hasn't done quite as well. And what we saw in 2014 was the football club go up a grade into a new division. Sadly, fallen at the bottom of that rung. So they're going to go back down to B division. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Yeah, as you can hear, you know, I've got a few of the boys in the background. But, yeah, unfortunately, we didn't get the wins on the board. And, you know, we did have our chances during the season, and we didn't take them. You know, I go back to, you know, our home game against Mount Everest, up by 10 goals at, you know, 10 minutes into the third quarter to lose by 3 goals. It's, you know, it's a massive drop-off, massive learning curves. But, you know, on the positives, let's look at the positives on football, because, you know, there's always got to be positives there, and we just don't wishy-wash these positives. But first time in 3 years to have under 18 kids back in there playing football and putting an under 18s team out there.
Of course, the expectation is that next year you in B division are going to win. There's no excuses, all right? So can we expect a win from Yarra Glen next year at the top of the B division leaderboard?
I think what I can assure you, Dean, next year, when we go back to second division, we're going to bring out a style of football that's never been seen at Yarra Glen before. And with a great bunch of young kids coming through, it's easy to train and teach younger guys. And with the more experienced senior guys, I'm sure that we'll see a fair few wins on our way.
Now, we have acknowledged the tremendous work that the girls have done in the netball. You've already mentioned the Pride Cup, which was a tremendous success for the club and for the greater community at large. It was the first time that we really saw Yarra Glen extend itself beyond just the footy club and really reach out to the broader community in the local area and do tremendous work. What can we hope for in 2016?
Pride Cup 2016, they're already working on that game, and Jason Ball and his father David are doing a ton of work on that, making it bigger and better for 2016. But the only way they can really do that is with the support of the community. And I'm not just talking about the Yarra Glen community or the gay community. I'm talking about the community in general of Melbourne or Victoria for that matter. You know, to come out and support and to understand and appreciate about the diversion and inclusion in sport.
Vinny, it's been a really tough year for you. You've had to be at the helm when one of your younger players has been tragically killed. And that was an impact that made its feeling not throughout the club alone, but throughout all of the Victorian football community. It's something that Cooper Ratton and his father, with his links to Hawthorn, it's really been felt very broadly. How have you personally managed that very difficult space?
Firstly, I believe the club itself stuck together through that time, and I was really amazed how the club came together to support all the young men around it. Cooper's tragic passing, and it was just a tragic passing, and I've said many times the condolences go out to the family of Cooper. I personally knew Cooper. I had Cooper working for me 2 weeks prior to that accident, and
You dropped him off that night.
I did drop him back home.
That can't be easy, mate.
No, it's something that I deal with on a day-to-day basis. But I know that as a president of the club, or as a mentor to these young men of the club, that I had done everything possible, I believe that Cooper's family do understand that too, and it's. If there's something that we can learn as a club, as a community, as a football world, or as the world in general, is our time is very precious on this earth. So let's enjoy it, respect it, and look after each other. And there's no easy solutions to any of these problems, and it's something that we have to work with. If I had the answer for every road accident or road trauma victim, I'd be out there teaching it every day of the week, and I just don't have the answers.
I found it very inspiring that his team were present tonight and very much at one.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, I think that's, we spoke about it early in the year where we struggled to get a team together, and then the team bonded, and then obviously we had this tragedy where there was three of the teammates involved together, brought that whole team together, and it's gone throughout, not only throughout the group, but throughout the whole club.
Vinnie Erickson, this little club, the Yarra Glen Football and Netball Club, continues to inspire way beyond its reach. Congratulations, and may you continue to do so.
Thanks, Dean, and also to everybody out there who's listening, we are hosting Pride Cup next year, so look out for the links, look out for the advertising, because it's going to be out there and it's going to be bigger and better than ever before. So let's all get behind what we need to educate the rest of the football world, sporting world, and the whole world in general, that everybody should be able to enjoy their sport.
The president of the Yarra Glen Football and Netball Club, Vinnie Erickson, thank you for joining us on Joy.
Thanks, Dean.
You're with
Melbourne's most lovable
big gay voice,
Dean Beck.
If you want someone else,
listen to Real Radio.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.